Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, precious Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the gift of Calvary. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the abundance of life. Thank you for eternal life. Thank you for revelation knowledge. Thank you for the mystery of scriptures. Thank you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the baptism of fire. Thank you for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the intercessions of Christ and the intercessions of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the day of the Lord. Thank you for the prophetic release. Thank you for supernatural joy. Thank you for shalom. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Thank you for joy unspeakable, full of glory. Thank you for the provisions of the covenant. Thank you for spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Thank you for the covering of the blood. Thank you for the banner that continues to cover. Thank you for the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Thank you for the mediator of the new covenant. Thank you for the procession of heavenly angels in festal gathering. Thank you for making the impossible possible. Thank you because blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things spoken to her by the Lord. Thank you because we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but we believe to the saving of our souls. Thank you. Thank you. For the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus as the cornerstone. Thank you for this sure rock upon which we are founded. For the church of God is marching on, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Thank you, the church is marching on, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Kosuwala ti makonri ti bani. Hallelujah. Oh, go follow. Hallelujah. Alefi igbagbo konri no soke ki kan. Hallelujah. Oh, go follow hele basiba ragados in the no see alabos omo olorunie tola tima busayo wipe ona inge wasi okan wan shaferi re baba baba bi bo se a o te a fi o ba wa o loko o loko a egbe mi egbe mi e wo asia e wo asia bi ti fe lele Ogun Jesu Fere Jena A Fere Shego Jodimu Ore Jodimu Helebo Seba Lagados Emi Fere Jena Benu Jesu Jesu Benu Jesu Yeah. going to return up. Pray for the seed of God on your inside. Pray that the seed of God on your inside is preserved. Pray that the witness of the Spirit will not be lost on your inside. Pray for the seed on your inside. Pray for the woman you are inside. We are in the perilous times. This is the end of time. Pray for your heart. You will not fall into temptation. You will not be overtaken by affliction. You will not be wasted in the war. Soldier, pray. Pray with the armory of God. Soldier, pray. Warrior, pray. It's a bloody battle. You will not be cut short in war. You will not be wasted in the war. The power of God is coming upon you like a cloak, like a jacket. It will be so heavy because it's a weight of glory. Watch her, watch her, watch her. Watch her, watch her. Hey! So, Kabayaba, you are not praying. Warrior, pray. Pray. Lokusha chaya la baraba, estrega dos, inda baraba basha. Kaleba sole baraka dos. Pray for courage, pray for strength, pray for grace. Take it in abundance, take it in abundance, take it in abundance, take it in abundance, take it in abundance. Ikubarianda asapaka yaga bakadosa. Amen. Hallelujah. Ala kasa barabaraba. Soto boro godosi kala losa. Sitanda la barabaraba. So to Jadi Gabaragada Leborosu to Capella Baraba.
Hallelujah. pray, you answer my prayer. So I'm gonna pray from a spirit.
Karabasi Bradosha. No. Hasotoya Bragadala Basi and Lebosa. Lebra Ragadasi Kolobosa. Edokosa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, one of the attacks of Satan against the end time believer is that he doesn't even understand the enormity of the battle. Amen. If you are not fully clothed in the armor of God for warfare, you are mincemeat for Satan. It's an enormous severe battle, and we are at the heat of the final hour of the battle. You had better be clothed. You had better be clothed. Some people are running ministry on the mercy of God. She speaks up by the spirit, the warrior who hides on the mountain top. That mountain is Zion. That mountain is Zion. It's a high place of the secret place of the Most High.
There are people in ministry. Their back is open. Their back is open. But their back is open. There's a time to come under covering. Come under covering. Don't do that vision on your own wisdom. Don't do that ministry with your own wisdom. Don't do that business with your own wisdom. Come under covering. The ocean is rising. Get submerged in it. Get submerged in it. Mercy. 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 Let every other name fall away. Mercy. Mercy, Jesus. Mercy, Jesus. Mercy, Jesus. We repent, Jesus. We repent, Jesus.
Have mercy. We've gone astray. We've run on our own strength. Have mercy, captain of our clarion call. Have mercy. Let the blood speak today for every soul and every destiny represented here. Mercy, Jesus. Have mercy. Father, have mercy on the body of Christ in Nigeria. Have mercy on the body of Christ globally. We have been captured by greed and materialism. We have entertained fine-sounding philosophy that do not honor your will and your glory. Have mercy. Cover the warriors that has gone to battle without covering. Rob the soldiers that are undressed. Have mercy. Have mercy on Nigeria. Have mercy on families. Have mercy. Let husbands take their place of headship and let wives come in submission so that your glory can be revealed. Have mercy. Some ministers have walked in disobedience, doing what is okay with them because they feel it will announce them. We have gone away from the blueprints. We have created agendas of our own. Father, have mercy. Our hearts have been captured by many desires. Return us to the harvest. Return us to the harvest. The focus is the harvest. The focus is the harvest. The focus is the harvest. We come back home. All of us. Some of us are prodigal sons at home. Some of us are prodigal sons outside. Both the younger brother and the elder brother need to come back to the Father. Some are serving diligently, but their hearts are bitter against God. Some are taking their inheritance, but they're away from fellowship with God. Help us to come back home. Some of us have walked in self-righteousness. Some of us have walked in active faithlessness and disobedience. Some of us have longed to do your will, but we have just been so confused about how to go. Some of us have allowed the pains of the past capture our hearts with bitterness. Some of us sensed a calling, but we've been too lazy to pay the price. Some of us have turned back from discipleship. Some of us are eating things where we should be sowing them. Some of us are plain lazy, unengaged with the calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been far from soul winning, Jesus. We've forgotten that the field is all white in the world and the time is short. Return us to missions. Return us to a passion for souls. Some of us have dishonored our spiritual fathers and spoken profanity of those who have gone ahead of us. Show mercy to the body of Christ in Nigeria. Show mercy. We have said things we did not understand, things too high for us. We have cursed the fathers. We have thrown mud on the scent of God Most High. We have walked away from the doctrines and the precepts of God. Many have been tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. We come back home. Let these cold altars come alive with holy fire. Let these cold altars come alive with holy fire. Father, let these cold altars come alive with holy fire. Blaze upon our altars, dear Jesus. Blaze upon our altars again. Let our visitation begin right now that will turn our lives around for you. We're desperate for you. Bread of life, we're hungry for you. River of life, we're thirsty for you. Shapakadagada. Lo peregedelelebo sotayadalabaragados. Restore this land. Restore your church. Restore our hearts to you, to you, to you. Fire on this altar. Holiness, you calling us to holiness. We say yes to holiness. We say yes to righteousness. Oh, purify this heart. Purify this calling. Purify this vision. Purify every desire. We need a revelation of the Father's love. Dear ministers who don't know God as their Father, they know Him as the miracle worker, the wonder worker, the anointer, the baptizer, but not as their loving Father. I don't have to do anything to be loved by you. I'm not in a performance-driven relationship with you. You don't love me more because I serve and labor in your vineyard. I'm accepted. I'm accepted. When you look at me, you see Jesus. When you gaze at me, you see the blood. When you look at me, you see your son. Oh, I'm forever grateful that you have been faithful. I'm forever grateful that you have been faithful. Daily as I live, often as I breathe, let my whole life be expression.
That's my heart cry. No pretense.
Daily as I live, often as I pray, let my whole life be expression of your grace. Say daily as I live,
daily as I
live,
every single breath I breathe,
let my whole life
be expression of your grace. Say daily as I live.
To be a testimony of your grace, a story of faith, of commitment, of consecration. Pray for all so you keep burning. Fire on this altar. Fire on this altar. Keep my oil in this lamp. Keep oil in this lamp, Jesus. No more hide and seek, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Right where you are, let us be clothed in the whole armor of God. That's one of the things he said this must be about. He said the body of Christ is so uncovered and we don't even know it. He said ministers are so unclothed. Backs are so exposed. Some are not with their helmets. And the arrows are flying. Some of our ministers who look good on the outside are already wounded soldiers. Ha. Mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord. Healing for our fathers, healing for the young. Healing for those who have gone away. Healing for those who are bleeding on their side and at their back and in their hearts. Healing for those who are wounded. Healing, Jesus. Healing, Jesus. Healing, Jesus. Let's pray together. In the name of Jesus, I am strong in the Lord. I'm praying from Ephesians 6. Pray with me. In the name of Jesus, I am strong in the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am strong in the Lord. And I'm strong in the power of his might. I am so strong in the power of his might. Today and every day of my life, I put on the whole armor of God, and I am able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I know that I do not wrestle. I know that I do not wrestle against flesh and blood, against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, I take up the whole armor of God, and I am able to withstand in this evil day, and I do all to stand. I stand therefore, guarding my waist with the truth of God. I stand therefore, guarding my waist with the truth of God. I put on firmly the breastplate of righteousness, and I shod my feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, I take the shield of faith with which I quench the fiery darts of the evil one. I take the shield of faith with which I quench the fiery darts of the evil one. I wear the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I war with the Word of God. I battle with the Word of God. It is my spiritual leverage, and I never lose a battle. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's the sword of the Spirit. It's the Word of God. I pray always. I want you to mean this. One of the anointing in these meetings is the anointing of supplication. When you live here, you will hurry into the Father's presence like a man who wants to have a bowel movement. That is the vivid description God gave us. You know, you can't help yourself when you want to use the bathroom. A pressing desire for the pursuit of the Spirit will rest upon you, and you cannot help yourself. You will be unable to help yourself. Fire will burn on this altar. You will seek out your God and you will find Him. You will hear His counsel. He will open the curtains of Scripture. He will speak to you of a prophetic future that is about to be born in this generation. God will become the panting of your heart. You won't only worship when you sing. You will worship when you cook. You will worship when you pray. You will worship when you write. You will worship when you're on Third Mainland Bridge. You will worship in your sleep. You will worship when you visit with friends. It will be your highest meditation, your greatest longing, your deepest pursuit, your highest passion. Because we think we are God chasers, but it is God who is chasing us. It is God who is chasing you and is going to catch you. You are going to fall recklessly in love with your Father. Jesus will be the King of your heart. He will capture all your affections till everything about you is changed by everything about Him. When God looks at you, He'll be absolutely stunned to find a girl and a boy on earth who is this crazy about Jesus. You will blow God's mind. You will wow Him with your affection. He will look upon the earth and His mouth will literally be wide open at the absolute desperation He finds in your heart in the pursuit of Him. That's your story. That's your destiny. You are not a frequent visitor to eternal life. You are a permanent resident here. This is where you live. You are not an outsider to the grace of Christ. You were born here. You were born here. You live here. This is your life. Spirituality is not an exclusive preserve of a certain few. It is the access for every born believer. Guess what? Joel 2, speaking about the day of the Lord. Listen, it's not even speaking about believers alone. It is poured on all flesh. Even the unbeliever has a measure of eternal life at work in them. All the innovations you see in society, in medicine, in governance, in technology, in education, in energy, in environment, in waste management, is by the Spirit. How much more you, a bona fide son, called in to the secret place. Do you know who you are? You are the song of the earth. You are the miracle of the morning. You are the voice of righteousness. You are the light of the world. You are a never sleeping church, a never dying fire, a never silent voice, a never ending light, a never dimming light. God is at work in you and is not keen to present for you to present Him to your generation if He has not been presented to you. Receive the presentation of Christ. Receive it in the name of Jesus. That Christ, you are presented to me. I know you in a way I've never known you. I'm praying with diverse kinds of prayers and supplication to the Lord. I pray with voice and without voice. I pray in words and with singing. I pray in articulatable language and unarticulatable language. I pray in groaning and I pray lying down. I pray in grateful reflection. I pray with words. It is my destiny to commune with my Father. I love the unbroken accord that I share with Jesus. It is my inheritance to be in continual koinonia with my Father. What I see my Father do, the same I will do. Rejoice in what you have in Christ. Embrace it. The yoke of guilt is broken. There is therefore now no condemnation for him that is in Christ Jesus. The power of the Holy Ghost is so strong here. Receive your portion.